Yesterday we had a machlokes. How Shmita works, how Shmita is the Shamay. And we mentioned that there are two ways to learn how Shmita is the Shamay. Either what the Miches Chinuch called Havkata de Malka, which means that the Torah abolishes all chayvos when Shemitah comes. The Torah states that all chayvos don't exist when Shemitah comes. Or the way the Tumim learned, and the Moshe named that on to the Yikr, that a chayv exists. All chayvos exist. Shemitah is just a mitzvah on the person that he is going to be Mishamit, that when the labor comes to pay, the malva is going to say, Mishamit ani, I don't want you to pay. So in Nafkamina we had between the two Mahalchim, we had a few Nafkaminas, but one of the Nafkaminas is what happens if you have a person that's not from, and he already was Teveya, the Chayv. It was if the Shemitah, and he was Teveya the Chayv. Is that his money or it's not his money? So what do we say? If you learn like the Miches Chinuch, then what? Then he's a ganit, it's a kata de malka. The chayv doesn't exist. So if you learn like the Miches Chinuch, then it's geneva, it's not his money. If you learn like the tumim, so if a fried person takes money, if the Shemitah, he's not a ganit. He's missing in the mitzvah of Shemitah. Right? He's not from, he's missing a lot of mitzvah. He's missing the mitzvah of Shemitah. And the Mela, he doesn't have to pay back afterwards. He's missing the mitzvah, but the money he took, he's not a ganit. This is what we said yesterday. Shlomo Zalman, in the Chelek Gimel of the Mincha Shlaima, has a tshuva to a Baal tshuva in the Kuf Lamed days. I see a test. He has been a gale of Baal tshuva. He has the shaila about a Baal tshuva now. Baal tshuva starts thinking back all the chayvus that he collected after Shemitah passed. The chayvus has got to go back and pay back all the chayvus. So he has the shaila. So Shlomo Zalman calls what we call the sheet of the Miches Chinuch, he calls it the Yireim, that holds up Kata de Malka. Sorry, what we call the Tumim, he calls the Yireim. Okay, what we call the Tumim, he calls the Yireim, that it's not up Kata de Malka. He says, okay, according to the Yireim and the Tumim, he's allowed to keep the money. Okay, according to the Yireim, he's allowed to keep the money because he's not a ganit. Rav Shlomo Zalman says that kulam chalkim. He says all the paiskim argue, and they hold like the Miches Chinuch. So the mele is a problem. Shlomo Zalman passes like the Miches Chinuch. Doesn't say who holds like the Miches Chinuch. Says achkivan shekulam chalkim b'sayvim the paka hachayiv. So you have a problem. This is Rav Shlomo Zalman's shaila. What? So now it's a problem according to Miches Chinuch. Because if you pass like the Miches Chinuch, then all the chayvos were nifka. The Torah was mafkia all the chayvos. So all the money that Baal Tshuva collected after Shemitah was also like a din. So now the chayvos of Baal Tshuva would have to go back and pay back all this money to the people whom he collected from. So Shlomo Zalman, you can see the tshuva is trying to be to help, to say to find a tzada opening to help this, the Baal tshuva. He says two svaras. Again, what's the shaila? Shaila is you have a Baal tshuva after Shemitah, he collected a lot of chayvus, and now he becomes from, he wants to know, he has to give the money back. So if you hold like the Miches Chinuch practice, you have to give the money back. So listen to what he says. He has two svaras, one bigger than the other. First he says, we know by Dine Mominis, we work with the Umdenis, with Anan Sadi. Something is obvious, so we work with an Anan Sadi. So he says, his first svar is, maybe by Baal Tshuva, who meant money when he was frying, is that an Asnadi, Baal Tshuva, when a fry person certainly doesn't want to give away money and not get it back after Shemitah. Well, firm people don't want to do that either. At least a firm person only minds a little. He knows at least it's a mitzvah Shemitah. But a fry person, we have an Asnadi, when he lent the money, he wanted to get it back. So it should be as if he said, "Aminas shalai tashmitayni b'shmiyin." It should be as if he said, "Aminas shalai tashmitayni b'shmiyin," even though he never said it. But to an ansadi, that if he had known that there's such a thing as shmita, he would have employed a lashon that would save him from shmita. Yes, sir. So therefore, it's an ansadi that he learned it al daskei. Well, so I'd say the same thing for a firm person. So maybe what he means is that a firm person lends money, okay. For a person lends money, he knows Shemitah's going to come, and he goes to the rules of the tyrant. Shemitah will come, so maybe he's thinking either that is personal, or maybe he's thinking Shemitah will be Mishamit, so I'll have a mitzvah. It cost me a few dollars. By a person, certainly he doesn't want to change. You'll see. Saying it's dafka, but if you say that way by some people, then you can just close the book on Shemitah. All loans, you assume people want their money back, so there's no Shemitah.
What?
You know there's such a thing as
Shemitah. No,
for some people, a firm person lends money. If Shemitah will pass, Shemitah will pass. If I will be gone, so. I'll be gone. Don't panic so bad with
fight. Especially
with a person like Kate, where he said clearly that he doesn't want Shemitah to work over here. Well, we'll get to Agamar in a minute, okay? What you're saying is good, but hold on. First, we'll talk in general. Before we get to Agamar. So that's his first part. His first part is it's an Anasadi that it's. If the frying guy or the person would have known, he would have done it knife in the head. So Mel, it's as if he said.
I don't know.
Sounds like a Pella. Create something from an Arizona.
They know
we're
not supposed to have food.
What?
They know we're not supposed to
have food. Pashtus. Well, if you want to
look at that, you're not
going to make it longer. Well, if you're, the children bring sushi to know, I've had a chance to talk about that. So that's his first part. Now, the reason this is a very big chiddush, it's not usually the way umdana works. Umdana usually works. If I do a business deal and I forget to mention a prat in the business deal, it's assumed. You know, if I hire you to work for me and I don't say the feirish that Shabbos and Sunday after you get off, so it's an umdana that in most offices in New York, you get off. It's usually on a prat. To take an umdana and create something new from scratch, I mean, to make the loan had nothing to do with Shemitah. Now, to just start, he would have said, it's a very big chiddush. But that's what Shlomo Zalman's first svara. The second svara is more imaginative. It says like this. Let's say you go over to a fryer person, you have a friend. Not religious, never heard of Shemitah, he doesn't know anything about Mishamit. You go over to him, right before Shemitah, and you say, do me a favor, lend me money for 2 years. So he lends you money, 2 years later, he wants to be paid, you tell him, too late, Shemitah was Mishamit. Did you do anything wrong? Did you do anything wrong? What? Never with neighbor, you didn't do any aver. You go over to fry a person, he lends you money before Shemitah. Shemitah passes, now you tell him, I can't pay you. I don't have to pay you. He says you're a goslin. No, you're not a goslin now when you're not paying. You're a goslin when you took a loan from him. If you take a loan from someone and you know he thinks he's going to be paid back, and you're manipulating it so you won't have to pay him back, you're a goslin. You're a ganav. You can't borrow money that way. You can't go over to someone who doesn't know anything about Shemitah and tell him, lend me money, and make believe you're going to pay it back in 2 years, and 2 years later you say, Shemitah, okay. tell you, yeah, where did Shemitah come from? I knew B'Shat Avah, Shemitah's coming. Says you're a Goslin. What he says is, it could be a friar person, every loan that he makes to another yid, the person who borrows it has a din of a ganid, being that he's taking it when Shemitah will pass, he's fooling the lender. The halacha is that on Geneva or Gezela, Shemitah is not Mishan. If you steal money and Shemitah passes, you start to pay back. So Mimela, since it lies the Gzela. Nice part. Lies Gzela. So Mimela, you have to pay back. It's only the K. Let's hear it, Goslin. One thing at a time. What do you say? About Shuva lent someone money.
Right.
The Baal Teshuva lent someone money. So 2 years later, the person paid him back. So we're saying now that the person didn't have to pay him back. The person could have come and said, Shemitah's Mishamit. So the answer is the person couldn't do that. He can't come and say, Shemitah's Mishamit, then he's a Goslin. He should have never taken the money in the first place. You don't take money from someone who thinks he's going to be paid back, and you know, or even if you don't know, it's an oath in which he's being fooled into making a loan, which is not, they're not going to do be any good. I understand, but the loan is a loan because the whole loan is a loan by mistake. Because if I have some stock certificates and I think it's good and you think it's good, and I sell it to you, and later we find out the company went bankrupt. So it's a mecca cost, even though we both intended everything fine. So if a friar yid lends another friar yid money, even though they both don't know anything about Shemitah, and they make up a pay in 2 years, when they find out that there's such a thing as Shemitah, comes out the loan was because. From guy is certainly a problem. Yes, sir. Pay back the Isser. If he paid back the Isser, so therefore what? So now the Baal Teshuva goes back to him and says, listen, I have to give you back the money. Shemitah's Mishamit. So we're saying, no. That whole loan, he calls him a Goslin. I would say there was a loan betos. A daita d'hachi v'yol
v'yol. I was just
pointing out the fact that it's called a Goslin. Okay, so you want it's better to call it a Havar betos. Call it a Havar. His lashon is Efshar Yesh Makim Mazin the Chashav Kilu Haloi VeGazal Mina. Say Lein the Mishametz.
That's only
the idea should be more serious. Yeah. Yeah. Higher. But the next step. This is what he wants to be Malamit Chutz. For Fry Yidden or any Yid that doesn't know, he says there are some Jews who think Shemitah doesn't apply a chutzbar even by Chayvus. So. For those people, he has this limud tzvot. The Prater Hashem is Amin Akasha, Chayra Kasha. What are you going to do in our Gemara when he says, Aminas Shalai Tashmitei Shvi'is? When he makes the Tanai the wrong way, the Gemara says the Tanai doesn't work. Aminas Shalai Tashmitei Shvi'is. So in this case, he made the Tanai wrong. Now he didn't purposely say it wrong. He didn't know. He didn't know. Right? He thought he lent someone money. He said, "I'm lending you on the condition that Shemitah shouldn't be Mishan." So that Tanai does not work. So Agimara says, give me a second. Agimara says that when you say that, when you say I'm a nush like Tashmitei Shvi'is, what's the halacha when Shemitah passes? It's Mishanit. You said the wrong Tanai, so Shemitah is Mishanit. Why is Shemitah Mishamit? The lender, do we have an ansadi that the lender wanted to say it in a way that's not, that'll make it not be Mishamit? You have the same ansadi. The lender certainly wanted to say it in a good way. He's not It has to be off the wall to purposely say it the wrong way. Right? He certainly intended to say it the right way. So you have exactly the same Anan Sadi that he would have wanted to do it the right way. First of all. The second of all, the second Taina, that he's a goblin. Same thing here. If you borrow money from someone, let's say you learned this Gemara. You go to someone, he lends you money, and he says the wrong lashon. So you're happy inside. You know, you're smarter than him. He's saying the wrong lashon, so deep down you're very happy. He's saying the wrong lashon. You take the money, and after Shemitah, you go to bed. You tell him, he said the wrong lashon. So, l'chari yirganus. Same thing. If I go to someone, he's going to lend me money. He says, good, I'm a nashli tashmitei shvius. Don't I have to correct him? Maganiv, he means to lend it to me in a way that he'll get his money back. He's saying the wrong lashon. It's exactly the same thing. What's if he's a frayer yid and he says nothing, or he's a frumer yid and he made a mistake and he said I'm not shleit hashmitei shviyus. It should be exactly the same svara, and the way it should work out is that if someone says I'm not shleit hashmitei shviyus, that he should everything should work as an ansadi. We know what he meant. He really meant Shemitah shouldn't be Mishamit. What's the difference what he said? Good question. No. Okay, one second. Good. Yeah. I have no evidence to say it's a knas. I assume it's just what you said is meaningless. That's all.
If you say that, that means that
the
maaser would
still go by his thoughts. That's the kashin. Kashin is if you go by his thoughts, and then as your son is on the kashin. I don't think it's a knas. No, just a tonight's bottle. Because it's not a good tonight. You make a improper tonight. Well, why would anybody need a knas? If you said something that's meaningless, it's not meaningless. I'm not the kind for you. So we don't allow the knas, but we don't give them new punishment. I don't know. Rav Shlomo Zalman says a chiluk between our Gemara and the Baal Tshuva case. And the reason I brought this is to read you the lashon. It's very brief. He says, "Misha yedeya mishviyus, a person who knows about Shemitah, lab kol kimine mahasnais neged hatayr, lab kol kimine." Doesn't have the power. Mahasma is negative taira. But Laimer is shvius by tishami. Someone who knows the halacha, he doesn't have the power to make it nigh against the taira. Say shvius not mishami. Ma she'en kei ba'avar yonim she'enam yaidim klo. What does he mean? What's the difference? Bit of a riddle. What's the difference? I'll give you two cases. I'll give you a case of an avarian, I'll give you a case of a person who is a Talmud Chacham, but he messed up his lashon. And I'm not sure it's Hashmitenish for you. And could a person go and lend money? You learn Makis. He's saying, I'm lending you money with the tonight that says on Daf Gimel Makis, the one that says it was. Okay? Somebody could say that, right? Okay. But here he is. He said the wrong lashon. What's the difference? Get it? Start saying something.
You know the concept of Shemitah. 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 There's a lot of rules.
Therefore,
if you
mess up one of the rules, it sounds more like a knas. You're going to punish him because you should have known better. What do you say? I mean, two guys who went to yeshiva. One guy slept through everything. He didn't even hear that such a thing as shmita. The other person paid attention. He got mixed up between bishviyas and shviyas. So you're going to punish the one who listens a little. I don't know. To say it's a knas, I think you need a makar. I don't think he's saying it's a knas. Yes? I don't see the comparison exactly. What?
Right.
Yeah, but when the guy went through a red light, he's doing the wrong thing, and there's no cop.
Well, he knows
that halachically he's allowed to get out of it.
He knows he's allowed to get out of it. He just doesn't know if this way that he did it is going to get out of it.
He knows in the back of his mind that it's possible at any time to be able to get out of it. Therefore, he knows he's taking a chance. Maybe he knows he's taking a chance. Avarian doesn't know anything. Here he knows he's taking a chance, so we have to leave him to his own devices. You have to leave him to, he's a victim of whatever he did. And when you've got to stick with whatever he did, maybe. But the Anasadi, it's not like a gzeira for the benefit of a Baal Tshuva. Rav Shamzal is saying that technically Anasadi works. So why shouldn't the Anasadi work here also? The basis is, we know he meant to get his money back. We know that's what he meant when he lent the money. Yeah, he never knew. He's saying, we know he wanted to get his money back eventually, so therefore it's as if he said, I'm enough. The same about Baal Tshuva. Because of course, an Asadi, he wants his money back. There's no such thing as Shmita. So it could be that the front person is he knows he's taking his chances. He's a Sufik. So you leave him to whatever he gets himself into a mess. Whatever mess he gets himself into, you leave him. As far as so far as far. Or maybe it could be. We once had such a svara. Those of you who learned either back to Baba Kama or Baba Mitzia. We have a Baba Basra too. There's a Kivega in the Deacon. About someone who does a kinyan that works, then he's mechabim for a kinyan that doesn't work. Right? The case we had was a person falls on something in the street. There's money is blown around the street, he just falls on it. Some kinyan was falling. No such kinyan was falling on it. But he really could have been kinyan with Dalet Amos, because he's standing on the sidewalk, he could be kinyan with Dalet Amos. Instead, he had in mind the kinyan she'ein amayim. So we had it one side of Rabbi Kivayga. Was that it's worse if you're mechabim for a kinyan she'ein amayim than if you have no kavanah at all. Well, there was one side, the Kivayga rather didn't pass him like this side, except in certain cases, but there was a side, there was a svara that if you just want it to be yours, it's better than if you have a mind to be kind of dafka in a way that doesn't work. Because if you, bedafka, want to do it a certain way, we let you do it that way. So it could be that being that the person said, that's what Rav Shlomo Zalman means. He doesn't have the power to do what he did. So being that he doesn't have the power to do what he did, so he did something. He's like the person who had a mind to do a kinyan she'ein amayim. So he went and he did something. He did it wrong. So being that he had a mind to do it this way, we don't say, and I'm sorry that you do it differently. He told us how he wants to do it. So maybe the way he wants to do it, that's the way it works. But she'ein ken, a prior person who didn't know anything. So if he didn't know anything, then that could be better. That could be better. There are places where you could be kind of without any das at all. So maybe not having das at all is better than having like a hepach hakavan. I'll give you another example. If you hold mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavan. The Gemara, It means that if you lay in Kriya Shema and you're daydreaming, mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana, you're yaitz. Because mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana. However, if you have a hepach hakavana, if when you lay in Kriya Shema you have in mind the seirish, I don't want to be yaitz, so a hepach hakavana, that hepach hakavana is oiker. You don't need kavana, but if you have a wrong kavana, a hepach kavana, and that's oiker, you're not making the mitzvah. Now, I don't mean that as a raya, I mean that as an example. It could be the same thing here. If it's stam, you don't know anything about shemitah, so if Shlomo Zalman says, okay, if you know anything about shemitah, we can use a an ansadi and let the person get off the hook. But if you know about shemitah and you manipulated it, it should work in a certain way so that it works that way. And I'm not going to say an ansadi to do the opposite of what you did to Feirish. Maybe that's what Shlomo Zalman. Don't say capable. He just doesn't know. So this Samar also doesn't know. He also doesn't know. He also doesn't know. They both could know. One person has to learn a lot, and one person has to learn just the extra base. Right? They're both just missing some information. Right? Not as if he stumbled and made a mistake. He did it. He just did it wrong. It's true, but he set up this thing to work in a certain way. Person, I'm all right, didn't do anything. He did nothing, you have no idea. No, sorry, you mean the Amaret. There's the Amaret and there's the Friar guy. The Avariya. There are two people. There's a Baal Tshuva. Who's an Avariya, he didn't say anything. Then you have this person who was called an Amaret, if you want. He may have said the wrong Lashon. The person said the wrong Lashon, but he set up a system. So you've got to live with the system. If you set it up, you don't do an Ansadi and change it. They didn't even do anything. Like Mr. Saint Joseph Kabbalah. You don't do anything, so it's good. It's Tamil, it's a mitzvah. But if you did something a certain way, we're not going to change that. Unless you're Shiloh. What would you say in the following chat? One person lends his friend, lends him a lot of money. Goes over there, lends him money. His friend says, you know, Shemitah's coming. You better make it tonight. Or write a prison. So the Malva says, no, I know you. You would pay me back even if the Shemitah passes. I'm batuach in you, I know you. Because I'll say it's better to pay back. I know you're going to pay me back. Assuming he's telling the truth, he really thinks that. Now, Shemitah passed, and the person doesn't want to pay back. What would be the din according to Shlomo Zalman in such a case? Is it? Or is it like the person said the bad lashon? What did he say? I know you. You'll pay me. You'll voluntarily pay me back. So what's he saying? He'll take all his money. Right. Maybe that lush should be itself. He's not on the nose. Right. Besides that, and what would you say? The chayra, he didn't say an opposite lush. He should be like the friar person, right? If you go with that svara, you should be like the friar person. He didn't say a bad lush. He didn't have a hepach lush. On the other hand, if you say the way Nachi started saying in the beginning, that when a person knows he's taking chances, he's stuck taking chances, then this person knew he's taking chances. I mean, he thought it was a safe bet. He's going to take chances. So I'm not sure which way to go. It's still, it's a very big chiddush to say that if you want some more money, you tell him, look, I know you, you'll pay me back. And that's enough to be Eicher Shemitah.
I want Shemitah to work. Even though
Shemitah
will work on the.
So you really want Shemitah to work?
I want Shemitah to work. I just trust you
and
just trust you.
Is that an ansadi that if he had known the other person is not trustworthy, he would have said, I'm an us?
Well,
or it does. It should all depend on what Rosh Hashanah Zaman means in his Hagdara. Rosh Hashanah Zaman ends with the words about dying in Sarachiyah. So this is all it's all tough. It's a hard, the whole thing is a hard Hanukkah. What was a chiddush to me when I saw this last night was that he named on the Ikar like the Michas Chiddush. Okay, we have that Rav Moshe named on the other way. Rav Moshe assumed like the Tumim. So we have Shlomo Zalman Sarachiyim, if you probably the Michas Chiddush. And Rav Moshe's side certainly doesn't have to give it back. We have a pretty good thing to rely on. Now, if Baal Shuva came to me, I would tell him, look, Rav Moshe holds like the Tumim. That if you already got paid back, you don't have to return. And if you want to be chayshish for the Michas Chiddush, Shlomo Zalman is a suffix even like the Michas Chiddush. So the halacha l'maisa we really have pretty much to rely on. But Baal Shuva doesn't have to pay back to pay it back. It's only rely on Moshe. So I that I can't answer you, but well, that's good for the Machlokes Tumim in the Michas Chiddush, right? I'm sorry. No. You should be telling him, and that's Machlokes the first little shayla. You should be telling the Tzafik Mamin, or Tzafik is no. It should still be telling him. It's still telling the Chiddush in the Tumim. I'm sorry before. Play the Michas Chiddush. That's Kafta the Malka. It's Mamin. According to the Tumim, it's an Isser, it's a Din that you have to. It is totally an Isser. You have a lot of space. Okay, you have to sit down and figure it out. And basically, I think it's a Suffolk Gomor, it's a Mammon or Isser, it's like 50-50. And on one side, you have the Michas Chinuch of Shlomo Zalman to say, that a chayv is nishmat hakata de malka. The other side, you have the tumim of Moshe to say that the chayv still exists. This is a topic, it's equal topic. Shlomo Zalman is going on his side, and he's going into his whole area. What? He says, always it's Rabbanan. All right. He says, Rabbanus, even if it's 50-50, it should be enough to stop and die to Rabbanus. I'll start offering him the thing, but even if it's only to Rabbanus, if took the money to like it then, it could be to say, oh, they're right, once you took it short.
Is
this
Mammon
and
Rabbanus? Is this
thing with Mammon and Rabbanus? No. Rabbanus, if someone to pay, it's a fee of Mammon. Okay, the Stifler and the Tzais. Basically, I'd like to just cut to the main Nakuda. I hope you've seen the Stifler and the Tzais. The main Nakuda is in the Sugya of Al-Menash Le'Tashmiteni Bishvias. When you make it tonight, that works. Why does it work? When you say Al-Menash Le'Tashmiteni Bishvias, you say Al-Menash Le'Tashmiteni Bishvias, tonight that works. It works. So why do we say, why does it work? So you're not contradicting the Tzairim. Not counting the Torah, so it works. That's the sugya in the Gemara. What the Stifler is mechadish is that there are really two ways to learn this: the Pashta way and the way that the Stifler is medayik from the Rambam. The Pashta way to learn, when you and I learn this Gemara, especially the way Tosis explains it, if you say a lashon amenas she'ein shalei tashmiteni bishvias. A good lashon. It's a tenai b'mamin, and the tenai works. It just works because there's no reason it shouldn't work. I would compare it, let's say, to a case where you tell me to break your window. I mean, do me a favor, break your window. I tell you, I only break your window. But don't tell me to break your window and pay for it. If you tell me to break your window, I don't plan to pay. You say fine, and I break your window, because I don't have to pay. I must not mash a cut of the Torah. The Torah says if you break someone's window, you have to pay. Why isn't that mash not mash a cut of the Torah? That's ridiculous, because the Tanai Sheba Mammon Kayim. If the Tanai Mammon works, so if you tell me I can break your window, I don't have to pay. So I can break your window, I don't have to pay. No, it's not mash not mash a cut of the Torah, right? No mash not mash a cut of the Torah, such a thing. you told me, please break my window and you don't have to pay me, so I don't have to pay you. Am I called the Mazik? I'm not called the Mazik. Whatever name you want to use, I don't know the answer to that. But I certainly don't have to pay. So the way you learn Pashit on the Nashle Tashbiteni Bishviyas means, I made it tonight with you that you are not going to enforce your Hilchus Shmita on me. So what's wrong with that? It's a good tonight. There's no problem. I'm not contradicting the Torah. As long as I don't contradict the Torah, it's fine. And then there's no problem. That's the Pashit way to learn this sugya. Why the deny works. The main problem with that, besides what this type of brings, the main problem is that only makes sense if you learn that Shemitah is the way the Minchas Chinuch learned, Avkata D'Malka, Sinei Mamonis. So the Sinei Mamonis, it makes a lot of sense. It's like breaking someone's window, and there's no problem learning this way. It's not work. However, if you learn, like the Tumim and Rav Moshe, according to the Tumim and Rav Moshe, it's not Dinei Mamonis. It's Dinei Isser. The person has a mitzvah that when Shemitah comes, he should say Mishamed Ani. It's Dinei Isser the Hatter. L'chayrev, it's Dinei Isser the Hatter. So then you have to compare it to a different mashal. Let's say on Shabbos, you tell me to break your window. I say, okay, I'll only break your window on the condition that I'm not over on any Aveirim Shabbos. So, could you make such a tenai? I'll only break your window on the condition I'm not over on the Aveirim Saiser. You can't make such a tenai. That's Dinei Yisr. You can't make a tenai Dinei Yisr. So, if you hold Dinei Yisr the Heter, so we have a problem. How does it help a tenai on Manash Leitash Mitaini Bishviyas? How can you make a tenai on Dinei Yisr the Heter? This is the problem. So the Stipler has a second way of learning this whole sugya, and he's really medayik from a Rambam. It's almost a flourish in the Rambam. That when you say al menash leitash miteini b'shviyas, you are creating a new chayv. You're creating that there's one loan that I'm lending you money now, I'm lending you $1,000 now. Plus, you're creating a second thing, a second obligation. And when Shemitah comes, the Leiter says, I'll owe you a new $1,000. Shemitah comes, and if Mishamet is Chayv, I'll owe you a new $1,000. I'm creating a new Chayv when I say, I'm a Nosh Leiter Shemitah Yivishri.
Why does the other say
in other words, one second, I'll just explain. Yeah, because that was that. So what he's saying is like this. I'll lend you $1,000 on the condition that Shemitah will come. And I know Shemitah is Mishamet. And I'm going to have to say Mishamet on you. That's Dinei Yisr. I'm going to have to say it. But if I do all that, you're going to pay me $1,000 anyway. Which thousand? A new thousand. You're paying me a new $1,000. You must hide yourself right now for a new $1,000. And being that you must hide yourself a new $1,000, that new $1,000, that's what you'll pay after Shemitah. It's a new chayv. So that the chayv is mishumit. But we're making a condition. And when the chayv is mishumit, you'll pay me this new obligation of $1,000. What? He's saying that I'm enough that when Shemitah passes, my cash will pay me the Shemitah. So I'm enough that after Shemitah, you'll pay me. It's a new assignment. You're not going to cause me a loss because of Shemitah. That's what he's saying. Bishviyas. We're talking a good lashon. So then he's giving the Torah also not
make sense.
He is saying Shemitah doesn't work. So that's no new law. If I make a condition, Shemitah doesn't work. So if it does work. Okay, hold on. It's different. It's not the same. It's hold on. I don't want to get sidetracked. See, hear what the disciple was saying? That you're creating a new chayv. Okay. Now, Yankee, start asking something.
What's the new
chayv? Why is it your money? Why? If I do a kinyan, I can make it do a kinyan, tell you money. It happens to be that the Rambam Shita is that you could be mechayev yourself mamon v'anira, which a cycle breaks. And it fits in well with Shitasa. That you could be mechayev yourself mamon v'anira, provided that you get something at the time, or whatever it is, and you're not just trying to stay in the street and talk. But you can mechayev yourself with amira if during a transaction, I'm doing business with you. You say, okay, you know, I'm so happy you did business with me, I'm going to give you a $1,000 tip. The Rambam Shita is that there's an obligation. Amira is mechayev. What? So you're going to get. See, that really comes right now. Really, it comes right now. You lend me money. I obligate myself that at such time that Shemitah is Meshameh, I'll pay you another thousand. Okay? So Stakler asks, if so, let Shemitah be Meshameh both chayvus. He borrowed a thousand, and he created a new chayv of a thousand. So let Shemitah be Meshameh both. What does it help this long distance that he created a new chayv? Well, it has to be created now.
Even if,
right, in other words, it's called a minute after the Shemitah.
That's the point.
Okay, I understand. If you're going to say that, well, what do you mean it doesn't take effect? The Shemitah is now. The Shemitah can't start then. It could be due later. Yeah, but when does that Shemitah start? Right now, I have a schaiva on it tonight, that as soon as the first one's bought, the second one's chayv. But that itself is a type of obligation. That itself is a type of obligation. An obligation, the IOU, that if the first one will be bought, the second one will be chayv. If I make a deal with you that if it rains tomorrow, I'll give you $100. So I'm a chayv myself now, that if it rains tomorrow, I have to give you $100. The schaiva starts now. I don't have to pay until this day happens. But the schaiva is still for now.
That would be a good
nachmina, chinami. The schaivus was already chal. And my understanding is that yes, they would have. And that's why the stakler asked, let Shemitah be misham et bal. Why isn't it rivet? I'm lending him money on the condition that he'll waive his rights to Shemitah. It's another with the stipend. It's not the Gemara B'chlal. Interesting question. I'm lending you money on the condition that you waive your rights to Shemitah. Even without that, I'm lending you money. Even if it's one pasha, I'm not sure that's why are you doing this? I'm lending you money. You're doing me a favor. Some of the favor is not worth more than the loan. That's why. Okay, I'm not sure about it being ribbis, but some the ribbis doesn't make it worth more than the loan itself. Okay, at any rate, getting back to Stakler asked this kasha, why isn't Shemitah Meshameh Bo? So he answers, again with the Rambam Meshitasai, which is, happens to be the right Meshainim, Shemitah is only Meshameh money you owe because of a loan. Shemitah is only Meshameh money you owe because you borrow money. Let's say you go to the grocery and you put something down in the book. You take note and you write it down. Shemitah is not Meshameh. That's not a loan. Let's say you work for someone and you get your paycheck on Friday. And the last day of Shemitah is Thursday. On Friday, says, I don't have to give you the paycheck for your work on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Shemitah is Meshameh. No, Shemitah is not Meshameh. Shemitah is not Meshameh money that's owed from work, money that's owed from purchases. It's only Meshameh a chayv, a loan.
Same
owing, but the Torah specifically says the Parsha Shemitah by Havai. The Torah specifically says that when you borrow money, that all these rules apply. The rules don't apply. You know, somebody owes, if somebody borrows money from you, and he doesn't have any money, no, halacha is you're not allowed to pressure him to pay. Someone borrows money from you, even he promised you'll pay. Now you know he has no money. You're not allowed to even ask him for payment. But if somebody doesn't borrow money from you, You work for someone. He doesn't have money to pay you. You have a lot of pressure to pay you. Let him go borrow and pay you. So there's a lot. There are certain laws that apply only to loans. And those the loans, the Torah obligates a person to be very yiddish. There's a lot of chumris when it comes to loans. There are a lot of halachas he has to do. It's not so by all other money that he's owed necessarily. So the Meila, the Rambam, again, is good to Shitasa. He got Shmita's Misham. There's one exception. There's something called Zakban Olav Benilva. The Stifler in Marcus brings it. The one in Shvias, he doesn't bring it. There's something called Zakban Olav Benilva. It means, if, let's say you write things down in the grocery. So Shmita's not Misham. But if they send you a bill in the mail, once they send you a formal bill, it becomes a chayiv for the Shemitah purposes. They get the din of a chayiv. So Zafan Olav Benova, that already has a din of a chayiv. When I spoke before Shemitah and Shul, I mentioned this idea that if a person is owed money, let's say for services or for whatever it is, a doctor, a dentist, you know, like right before Shemitah, he shouldn't send out bills. He sends out bills, it becomes a nova. If he has a principal, he's safe. But generally, well, let's say he wrote the principal on Tuesday, and on Wednesday he's going to send out a bill, it's going to be a problem. The principal only works everything before it. Doesn't work there. So if somebody has a grocery and he writes a principal, and then the right after he writes the principal, he sends out bills, he's making it now into a chayiv, then Shemitah will be mishamed. But I'll compare it, this is the Stifler's way of running up this sugya. Yeah. What? That what? Yeah, what could have said, just like you said, Mashkin, it could have said Prusul. I mean, I'm sure somebody else already mentioned that. I'm sure he's probably mentioned the Mishnah right, that it is Prusul. Well, the difference is the Prusul is afterwards. Mashkin could be Bishat Avah. The Prusul is Avada, it's only suffering. You want to go talk about it. What? What? Mish is talking about them as not a chayv mami. Is that into the Lashon of Mishnah? So a chayv of chaveiro. I'm left with my when it comes to Shlosh Miyayim. That only makes sense. What else? What else? Meals and salary? Alright. Summer is not... Usually you don't give a person 10 years, that's what you do. I guess, some of the Mishnah is certainly not. Alright, let's start the next Gemara. The third of the middle side lines. We're up to, right? Tana, now that's the very stand. Ainay Rishay Litaiva Bakas Malamid Yai. When somebody asks you for a dollar for a soda downstairs, what do you mean? Huh? Somebody goes down, you're down to the lunchroom, someone says, lend me a dollar to buy something. So you can't ask him for the money back till 30 days later. So it sounds like you want to say, no? Why? Why? Especially with the Gemara says. Well, what's the far to that? Anybody know what's far?
I don't buy money for one day.
Yeah, I mean, I'm people money for Sunday. You should send me back. If they wait 30 days, I'm never going to get it back.
Yeah.
How much money? True. So the Gemara should make a show to how much money. Let's see what the Gemara says. What? The assumption is you want to buy 30 days. Why is this such an assumption? Again, someone who learned this Gemara learned it. That person never learned this Gemara. I mean, no, it doesn't think of it. Most people. You go down to someone and you ask him for a dollar and you buy a soda. What do you think he's going to get paid after 30 days?
No.
Oh, you may think you fully get the time of the car. The Gemara says, let's do the Gemara. Amad of Chaveri Stam, in Rishon Lezion, Bach Maramiga. Sova Rabba Rabba Chana Kamei the Rabba Meir. No. How do you really develop a star? Yes, if you bother writing a star, the loyal of the Nish, the Tarak, the Kasar star, Basim, it's Wasim Yayin. That we all understand. The person went through the tariff of writing up a star, then it's a loan for at least 30 days. I don't think we have a problem with that. Have a mobile pair, why? But he borrowed a dollar at the soda machine. So who says you can wait 30 days? Why? Doesn't apply. That's what who held? Rabbi Bar Bachan. Amalei Rab, no. Hachi Yomar Chavidi. Echad Nava Bishtar, Echad Nava Alpeh. It doesn't matter, you always get 30 days. Tanyinani Hachi, Amavas Chaveri Stam. Inu Yishoy 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 Amalei Shmuel Rav Master. Leitesei Bakarech. Adem Mefarshis Lo Mahashmai. Don't sit down until you find me pshat in this Gemara. In this Mamre. The Nahan Mil says, Amar Rabbanam Asgar Eretan, Inner Shara Tzai Basma Lan Again. Echad Amil Bishtar Echad Amil Peh. Milba Bishtar is a Svar. But Milba Peh, how do you know you get 30 days? Amalei, Pasim. It says, Karva Shnaf Hashem, Shnaf Hashmita. Ramasha Shinema, Karva Shnaf Hashem, Any Adesha Shnaf Hashmita. It's a double Lashem. Karva Shnaf Hashem, Shnaf Hashmita. Ramasha Amalei Shnaf Hashmita. Amalei Shnaf Hashmita. The next pasuk shnas hashmita to tell you, and shmita acheres shikazu, eizazu malbes chaveris dam sheiros tavi upon mishloshim. Ramash lo shibiyam mishav afashu sham. So you borrow a dollar at the soda machine. Could you be today in less than 30 days? If I read now, why? So the reasons he gave you before seem to be wrong. Because before you said summers that a person needs to get it 30 days later. The Gemara seems to say there's a cost. Now this changes things very much. If you learn it's a Xeris HaKasur, you can't start saying Svaris that, oh, it's different, it's only a dollar, and this is the way people borrow nowadays, people pay back right away.
Why can't they have
if it's a Svaris, you could say nowadays it's different.
Why can't you say Svaris Xeris HaKasur?
Unless you want to say Svaris Xeris HaKasur, because Xeris HaKasur means just Megalitas the Metzias that it's different. That's the question. So we have two ways to learn this Gemara. Either it's Xeris HaKasur, nothing to do with Svara. But also it's a Svara that that's what people mean to borrow. So Mr. Hashem, I think tomorrow we're going to get back, talk about the other ways to learn this Gemara. And also the next Gemara, Pesach Pesach Savar, a little bit of Hilchos Shabbos, the first thing with Meshon HaRachayim, I think it's in his piece, he talks about opening containers, he has a piece on that next Gemara.